One on, two outs. A one-run lead, 10-9. Bottom of the ninth. Here's the stretch. And the Kirby. 0-2 pitch to Tapia on the way. Swing and a fly ball center field. Coming in, Julio. He makes the catch and the ball game is over. The Mariners win the wild card series. They're going to Houston to take on the Astros in one of the most incredible, miraculous finishes and comebacks we have ever seen. The Mariners celebrate with a two-game sweep over the Blue Jays here in Toronto. Now they're taking a team photo, a very heroic team photo in the middle of the diamond here at Rogers Center in Toronto in one of the greatest comebacks in the history of the Mariners and one of the greatest comebacks in Major League Baseball this year. And they did it on a postseason stage.
Look at Gino.
Incredible.
Oh, Gino jumps in front. Hey, you along know, was that with
just,
Luis?
Something just crossed my mind on all this too, guys, because, well, now obviously we're on the road here. The guys are going to fly to Houston tomorrow, so they're going to have a night out in Toronto. I got a feeling there might be a party somewhere.
Dude, please. Come on now.
I can hear Scott Service yelling, let's party right now.
Aaron, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? Jump in here.
Well, this whole thing is madness. Oh. It's all madness. I mean, it took a full Mariners universe to pull this one off
Roger
today.
That.
And if there's not a win that embodies what this team has done all year to just the ultimate nth degree, it is today. As Mike said, this shouldn't have happened. It should
dude,
not have happened.
Dude,
it shouldn't
so
have happened
miracle.
In April. It shouldn't have happened in July. And it certainly should not have happened this time of year. And it sounds like Shannon is ready. Shannon, who do you have?
Oh, my God. I am here with J.P. Crawford, guys. And there's a lot of hugs going on. JP, I mean, this is just amazing. What is it like? You've celebrated at home. Now you've had the opportunity to celebrate on the road. What was that moment like?
Hell yeah, we showed no quit today. You know, down early, they had us in the first half, but we didn't give up. Kept getting good ABs, kept getting runners on, and then we got the runs in, and our pitching staff was able to come back and, you know, shut it down.
Last night, everybody said that game, well, that's Mariners baseball. Yeah. What's this?
Yeah. I don't know what to call it. Chaos ball? Shoot, I don't know. A dub, that's all I know.
And that's what counts right there. Tell me about that dugout. You guys get down early. You got a really tough guy in Gausman on the hill. What was that dugout like?
Yeah, I mean, Gausman, tips our hats off to him. You know, he pitched a really hell of a game. But there's no quit. You know, we kept pushing and kept the gas pedal on. And, you know, now we're here.
You get to the eighth inning. And, I mean, you guys have overcome an 8-1 deficit at that point. Can you process that?
No, I can't. I still can't process it. I was just trying to get a bat on the ball, and thankfully it finally found the hole and, you know, tied the game up. And then Frazier and Cal doing their thing, man. That's unreal.
Your infield partner, Adam Frazier, he has been steady in this series. What have you seen from him?
Well, he's locked in. That's normal Frazier. You know, that's the guy who we want. That's the guy who we signed. And, yeah, he's heating up right now. Good day for him.
Lastly, it's been a long time since you guys have been to Houston. The Astros have not seen you in a long time. What are they going to see?
This right here. You know, we're going to come in, treat it day by day, one game at a time, and, you know, we're going to play our game.
JP, congratulations. Enjoy.
Thank you. Let's go.
It's JP Crawford. We're going to see if, hey, there's Cal Raleigh.
Go grab him, Shannon.
We got the hugs going on down here, too. Cal, I just asked JP this question. If last night was Mariners baseball, what was that we saw today?
I have no idea. Chaos ball. It's amazing. I'm so happy right now. And, you know, I'm even more happy that we get to go back home eventually and play a home game in front of the fans.
What do you, when you get into this game, Gausman's so tough. You guys get down early, but you battle. I mean, what's your mindset? Down 8-1.
It's just keep going. You know, move the line one at a time. You know, you can't score 8 runs in one at a bat. So we knew we had to put together a bunch of ABs, and, you know, it was crazy.
We saw that in the eighth inning. What are you looking to do with the opportunities that you have?
Just trying to, you know, same thing as always, have a good approach, be on the fastball, just trying to get on base. I wasn't trying to do too much, and I got a good pitch, and I was just trying to help the team out.
We've seen George Kirby as a starter. A little bit of a surprise. You see him as the closer at the end of a ball game. What was he out there? What did you see?
It was awesome. It was classic George. It was, you know, dotting up, dominating with the heater, filling up the zone. So we preach all year when he starts, and, you know, he came in out of pen and did the same thing.
The Astros have not seen you in a long time. What are they going to see when you guys get there to Minute Maid?
We're just, you know, we're going to be ready to play and compete. You know, I think that's what everybody wants, and we're excited to get there. And, you know, we know it's a tough road ahead, but you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. So
All right, Cal, we like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Cal Raleigh taking a look around. Oh, hey, it's just me and Cal Raleigh left on the field pretty much.
Shannon, you did great. You did great. Oh, my goodness. I mean, describe what's happening. Mariner fans are here. We have how many Mariner fans here at the ballpark? They're right behind the dugout, and they're not going to go away. They're going to celebrate tonight as well.
It's pretty amazing. There's a huge contingent. We've seen them the 2 days. They've all made their way down to the dugout. And what's really cool is you see all of the different signs. You see refuse to lose. You see believe. You see chaos ball. And they are having an absolute blast right now, cheering each guy. Right now we see Luis Castillo come through. Big applause for him. I mean, what a reward for those who were able to get here.
Unbelievable. The Mariners have beaten the Blue Jays. They have moved on, and we are getting clubhouse scenes right now. And the champagne is flowing. Another celebration in the Mariners clubhouse. Is everybody getting soaked again in an amazing postseason comeback. And this is a history that we saw tonight. The Mariners come back from seven runs, tied for the second biggest comeback in postseason history. That's what we witnessed here. A miraculous comeback as the Mariners get the win over the Blue Jays. They sweep the brief two-game series, and they move on to play the Houston Astros. Gary Hill, Dave Sims, Rick Riz, Mike Blowers, Aaron Goldsmith, all still here. Some people are on, some are out. We're just celebrating here in the booth, too.
Watching their celebration.
You know, when I think about this series, it's so funny because game one was to the exact script that we have seen play out so many times this year, right? The pitching, the defense, the one big swing. This is the other part of Mariners baseball we've seen this year, and that is just pure chaos. And that's what this game was. It was pure chaos.
5 hours ago, if I told you, all right, guys, huddle up.
Yeah.
Robbie Ray's going to go three innings.
Get knocked around.
Kevin Gausman's going to pitch into the sixth, and the Blue Jays are going to score 9 runs. We're coming back here tomorrow.
Let's get ready for game three.
Yeah. I mean, Logan, get your arm ready. Uh-huh. It is absolutely incredible when you think about this is the third, one of the top three largest comeback victories in postseason history. The largest ever to clinch a postseason
largest
series.
Clinch. Yeah. Largest deficit overcome to clinch a series in baseball history.
You know,
in history,
this season has taught me one thing about baseball, honest to goodness, and Gary, you know where I'm going with this.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
If this season's taught me one thing about baseball that I will carry with me for the rest of my life, long after I retire, that is you never know.
Exactly.
The Mariners, when they were 2 weeks out from the All-Star break, they were about 10 games under 500, and their playoff odds were at 5%, and they went on a 14-game winning streak. You never know when a team's going to get hot, and you never know what a team's got in the tank. And we've seen it on individual game basis this year for the Mariners. We've seen it over long periods of time. It's just, it's a remarkable group of people. And, Mike, you know, you and I talk baseball all the time. And I like to be the nerd, and you like to be the jock, and yet we both see each other's side very clearly.
Right.
And when you think about building a baseball team, you can think about a lot of nerdy things, what putting together a team looks like.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of it has great credibility. But there is a human factor to it that no one can measure, and no one knows what it'll be like until it's out on the field. And whatever that factor is, this team undeniably has it.
I think that there's a couple of things for me just thinking about it. The season, this game today, and how everything went. I think looking at this game today, there's a couple of things. One, the bullpen is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That you start there, right? Because we saw that last year, and what Jerry put together with this team. We can talk about the rotation also, and what we saw from Castillo yesterday. And then you can start talking about the lineup and the different players and what their strengths and weaknesses are. But the one thing for me that I think really works with this team, and it's the way it was set up, is you can go back and look at some basic things, and that is this team likes to walk a lot. And you know what happens when you do that? You pass it on to your teammate on deck. Yep. You trust that guy.
Yep.
You do your job, and you find a way to get on and let the next guy take over from there. Don't try to do too much. And I think that's where you get into these types of games. That's when you have these types of ABs. That is when it works as a collective group, because you know what? This is the big leagues. All right, all these guys are out here trying as hard as they can. They have a lot of pride. I don't care what side of the field you're on, but there has to be something other than that
that gets you to this point.
Right.
And to me, that's what it is. It's a real team, and they're not afraid to pass it on to the next guy.
I got you.
And they're
you,
unselfish.
I got you. You got me.
Yeah.
And here's
it.
The other thing. Going back to your point about the bullpen. Bullpen's spectacular. But now you have George coming out and dealing.
How about that?
Right?
Yeah.
That was that's amazing. I hope, you know, you and I were both talking, thinking that Swanee would be in there. I hope he's okay. I hope there's nothing happened.
He was warming.
Yeah. But, Michael and I looked at him and said, whoa, George. But he gets the job done.
But the thing about it, too, is I think when you look at the Blue Jays and where it makes sense to me is, one, George, his career so far, and it's limited, right? But he throws strikes. We know that about George.
He's going to be on the plate.
The other thing, too, is the adrenaline he was going to have. I was not surprised to see 98 a number of times out there. But more than anything else, I think it had to do with his slider. Because when you talk about Swanee, he's fastball top of the zone, which the Blue Jays like, and he's split.
Fair enough. That's fair.
And, you know, so to me, maybe that had something to do with it. But because his slider was really good tonight also. I just thought, you know, to me, why not? But I wasn't surprised that he commanded the strike zone, was able to get the job done.
But isn't it – I know what you're saying, Blow, but isn't it like – a little surprising that Kirby could be that poised. I mean, he's never been in anything like that before. To this point, like, his major league debut is probably the most his heart has raced. And the major league debut is, you know, Babe Ruth league compared to what this was.
Yes.
So, I mean, to me, we knew a lot about Kirby. I learned a lot more about Kirby that he was able to command his stuff, even in this pressure.
The only thing for me on that end of it is just because he hasn't done it in this role.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I could go right down that bullpen, and there's a number of guys that have never been in this situation before.
And they
were all in the game.
Yeah.
And what Andres Munoz has done at 23 years old is incredible.
Yeah, but new and different, new role, ninth inning.
Yes.
Right? Like,
no,
that's,
no question about it.
That's real.
Right. To move you on in the next
round. Makes you feel really good about that young man.
Yeah.
Forward.
I mean,
to move you in the next round of the playoffs, that's unreal, man.
Yeah.
Great scene unfolding, too, with Mariner fans. They've all migrated down behind the Mariners dugout.
Cool.
They were chanting. The celebration is on. And right now I'm thinking about the fans, all the Mariner fans that are enjoying this ride and that will see the Mariners back in Seattle after the first two games against Houston. Who knows what that series will be, but we know this. The Mariners will be playing postseason baseball at T-Mobile Park this year.
Amen,
and I
brother.
Tell you what, we need to say hi to the fans at T-Mobile Park right now. The watch party, hopefully they're still out there. Hopefully they're still going crazy. I'm sure they are. Thank you for coming out to T-Mobile Park this afternoon. You just witnessed one of the greatest games in the history of this franchise. It was absolutely epic, and the Mariners pulled off a baseball miracle. Thank you for coming out to T-Mobile Park today.
I tell you what, I've never had so many text messages after a game.
I know.
And it's pretty cool, too, because here's one that made me laugh a little bit. Is my wife, as you guys know, plays golf almost every single day. She actually left the golf course today. She had the game on. She was listening to us on the radio, and she had to quit playing.
Wow.
Because of this game.
That rates.
Wow.
She said afterwards there was fireworks and all kinds of stuff.
Pitch of the way, swinging a line drive into right field. Down the line and toward the corner, a base hit. Cal being waved around third. He'll score. Frazier in at second with a two-out RBI double. Claps his hands, and the Mariners, for the first time in the ball game, have a 10-9 miraculous lead here in the top of the ninth inning. Holy smokes, Adam Frazier comes through in the clutch. His third base hit is an RBI double, giving the Mariners a lead here in the top of the ninth inning. And you betcha this crowd here in Toronto is absolutely shocked.
Yeah, they sure were. The Mariners beat the Blue Jays. Somehow, some way, they got it done. 10-9, the final score here in Toronto. Shannon Dreher in the very happy champagne-soaked clubhouse right now as the celebration is on in Toronto. The Mariners are moving on. They'll play the Houston Astros next, and they did it in just ridiculous fashion. Come from behind, trailing big in this ball game, and coming back to get it. Gary Hill, Aaron Goldsmith, still here with you as the Mariners will take on the Astros coming up next. And, you know, Aaron, when you think about this game, it's just at a loss for words when you try and describe what we just saw, what just took place on the biggest stage in baseball.
Well, you know, when I heard that Frazier highlight, it did make me think back to how the lineup these last two games have been a little different in a variety of ways because of who's on the mound, right? We saw last night with Manoa, and then today Frazier moved up to the six hole because he has had good numbers over the course of his career against Gausman. Now, he obviously wasn't facing Gausman in the ninth inning, but he was the guy who came up in that situation. And when you think about a contact guy who has had his struggles this year, I mean, one of the great moments of his career, and undoubtedly his best moment of this season as a Mariner, of course. But it's just funny how things work out. Right guy at the plate at the right time. It just, I think we're all still grasping to process what we witnessed.
Yes, I think that's it. I mean, and looking at this from the other perspective for just a moment, I mean, the shots we were seeing in the crowd of just the pure shock and devastation on the other side of things from Blue Jay fans who thought they were coasting on the way to victory, thinking about a Game 3 Gilbert and Stripling matchup, and just the rug pulled out from under everyone in this building. And it was zombie land walking home.
You know, furthermore, Cal Raleigh reached base four times in this game. And he, of course, scored the go-ahead run of the ninth inning. Let it never be lost how lost he was in April. I mean, for him to even just be an average player the rest of the year would have been really impressive. But for him to become what he has in such a short span of time, and contributing in so many ways, offensively, certainly, defensively, it can be easier for that to be kind of lost in the shuffle. I didn't realize until yesterday, Gary, I was looking at defensive runs saved for catchers. I'm sure you were aware of this. I mean, he leads the position.
I know.
And he's roughly top 15 in baseball, regardless of position. It really is mind-boggling what he has turned into.
I mean, it's so fitting, too, because the Mariners just would not be here without him, as the Mariner fans are still behind. They're still gathered behind the Mariners' dugout on the first base side, and they're just wildly cheering. What a scene. It's reminiscent of what we saw at T-Mobile Park. The only difference is, you know, there's just a thousand, maybe a couple thousand down there, and now they're being soaked with champagne as well.
Yeah, France and I think that's Boyd are dousing the people in the crowd with beers.
Yes. And they're having
a great
time.
Loving every second of it.
It's the best moment of their lives to see these guys come out one by one being sprayed with a little champagne or water or whatever it is, or beer, but they're having a great time.
Let's not take this for granted for a moment. It's about time the Mariners fans invaded the Blue Jays house.
Yes. Oh, how about that?
Here they come. One by one.
Now they're all spilling out, the whole team.
They're leaving the clubhouse right now, heading onto the field to thank the fans here. There's about, what, how many hundred fans behind the Mariners' first base dugout just enjoying the time of their life, and they're so happy they made this trip north of the border to watch the Mariners sweep aside the Blue Jays and win this wild card series and move on to the division series coming up in Houston.
Jerry has just appeared as well.
They're chanting Jerry.
They should.
Oh, this is phenomenal.
Kelnick just doused. Now, this is when you know you're feeling good. Kelnick just doused the president of baseball operations and the Mariners chairman with beer.
And he's fine with it.
He said both are okay. Both are okay.
Santana.
And now Cammy's out. You know, Cammy made the trip, for those who don't know. And Cammy's spraying some champagne on the crowd.
Now, let's go. Mariners chant has broken out from all the Mariner fans just celebrating behind the dugout.
Pete Woodworth is wearing the Mariners puppy vest giveaway with no shirt on underneath.
We're seeing a clubhouse scene, and the clubhouse is empty. Everyone is back onto the field now.
Yeah.
As a celebration, just like at T-Mobile Park, it started on the field, went to the clubhouse, back on the field, and they have repeated that here. It's back onto the field.
You know, my question when the Mariners punched their ticket to the playoffs and Cal Raleigh had one of the great moments in franchise history is, when this run this year was over, right, where would that moment rank for the Mariners this year? Would that be the El Capitan of this season?
And if
it was, that would be plenty good, right?
Yeah.
And now you've got something even better. It's incredible.
You got this.
Well, this moment, as you make that statement, because you asked Mitch Haniger that earlier this afternoon before this game, and with just a stare at you.
Yeah, I asked him, would winning this series, what would it mean to you compared to just simply getting to the postseason? And he turned into an absolute monster. And he looked right through me and said, I think about winning the World Series, and I think about it every day. And I think we all believe that for Mitch.
Well, Absolutely. And in this moment, and what we just saw, it feels like anything is possible,
right,
given what we just saw.
Manny Acta is lighting a cigar for J.P. Crawford. Service has a beer and a cigar and is up by the camera well, arms raised, celebrating like a champion as he is waving to the crowd and thanking them. You know, we talked about this when we came into this series. The pressure was on the Blue Jays, right? They had higher expectations coming into this season. They were picked by some to win the East and to even go to the World Series. An incredible team. They were hosting this series, and the Mariners came in, and they were obviously pretty loose coming from one of the greatest postseason deficits ever. And now, not only have the Mariners broken the drought, they have won a series and are guaranteed a playoff game at home. It really is remarkable. There are a lot of people really concerned after that road trip and after the start to that homestand. Mariners laid an egg in game one against the Texas Rangers, and that seems like 2015.
Oh, it seems so long ago.
It's a lesson that gets learned every year.
Yeah.
Once you get into the postseason, it doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
It doesn't matter what has happened before that. If you get in, anything can happen, and anything does happen.
Next pitch swung on, a deep drive, left field, backing up, Tapia, he's looking on the track, and that is gone! A three-run homer, Carlos Santana, and the Mariners have fought their way right back into this ball game.
Yeah, just one of the many, many big moments for the Mariners in this one, as they are celebrating. Mariners beat the Blue Jays here on the road, they have taken the series, they're moving on to take on the Houston Astros. The fans continue to chant behind the dugout. We've heard Dumper, which we heard Frazier.
Dumper, yeah. Dumper.
Well, let's go Mariners chant coming up once again. Shannon has returned from the clubhouse and looks
Shannon,
like...
I smell something.
Been swimming in champagne.
What do I smell?
Yes.
What do I smell?
You're a little wet, Shannon.
I thought you brought a poncho with you. What happened?
I'm using your microphone, yeah. Shannon.
Can we take a picture, Shannon?
That is unreal. Unreal. 10-9, Mariners get the win. Shannon Dreher putting the headset on.
Which
to...
are now going to smell like beer for the rest of eternity.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. I guess they're mine now. So the clubhouse was a little bit wild. The poncho, I did not actually need it the last time, so I thought, you know. Okay.
I thought you'd be okay.
You're getting a little cocky over here, aren't we,
Dreher?
Yeah, okay. You do one of these champagne things, you think you got to figure it out.
I do. I thought I had it. I'm experienced with this playoff thing now in celebration, but to be true, I was in the clubhouse. I was sticking on the edges, kind of popping in here, just a little champagne here and there. And after about 15 minutes, I turn around and Julio looks at me.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Said, we did not get you last time.
Oh, it's good that he was
Ty
aware.
Ty France said the same thing. They knew that I did not get it last time. Julio, two full cans of beer.
I can tell.
Over the top of my head. I'm not sure the poncho would have made a difference.
Yeah, so I think you're right about that.
I think this is one you have to just kind of gracefully take.
Swinging a line shot into the gap in left center field for a base hit. Suarez running third, being waved in by Manny. Up of the ball is Tapia. The throw into second base, and the Mariners have a run in here in the top of the eighth. An RBI single by Cal Raleigh. And it's now the Blue Jays 9 and the Mariners 6.
Yeah, they were coming back. They would come all the way back. 10-9 the final. The Mariners find a way, somehow, some way, to beat the Blue Jays. They sweep the Blue Jays in the two-game series. The Astros coming up next after a couple of off days. Tomorrow, a flight to Houston as the division series against the Astros will start. First things first, though, let's celebrate this one. That continues on the field right now as we head downstairs. Hear from Scott Servais, his reaction to this incredible game.
No, we knew tonight was going to be tough. They got a great lineup over there. Certainly when you run a left-handed pitcher against all those righties, you know, we had different plans in place. None of them played out the way we thought. But, you know, credit to our players, not quitting. Just keep grinding through it. And we talk about doing the little things, just get on base, and that's what you saw. Nobody tried to hit a homer, just keep the line moving, and all of a sudden big things happen. You catch a break. JP caught a break when the ball dropped in and three runs scored. So, but putting us in that spot, certainly Carlos's home run I thought was huge. You go from 8-1 to 8-4, and it's like, whoa, wait a second, we got a chance. If we could just throw some zeros up there, and it wasn't easy, but heck of an effort by Munoz. He was dragging a little bit tonight. You could see it out there.
And then George Kirby never pitched out of the bullpen before. Wow. It was pretty electric.
What was the reaction when that ball by JP kind of no man's land and it drops? Did the dugout just erupt?
It did erupt. And quickly, you know, I was kind of on the fence on where to go with the bullpen at that point.
Yeah.
You know, we had George up. It was close, whatever. I thought where they were at in their lineup, the top of their lineup, we have to put our best pitcher in. That's Munoz, obviously. Put him out there. He was able to work through the eighth, and then you keep your fingers crossed. George kind of did what I thought he would do. The velo jumped up. The adrenaline was pumping, and it worked out great.
How was that as compared to the early bullpen decisions? When you go, what you have to do? I know.
Before the game, we kind of mapped out if it didn't go well for Robbie. Seawold and Diego had to pitch tonight. No big deal. Let's get them in the game early. Those have been the guys we've leaned on. And Seawold struggled tonight. He really did. And, you know, I wasn't hoping to get a zero out of him and a zero out of Diego. It didn't work out. Got some big outs out of Matt Festa, which was huge. Penn Murphy kind of kept it in check and just give us enough time to come back. You know, when we had the workout day here, I talked to about five guys individually about that message. Some guys who I thought could help deliver message and some guys I thought needed to hear it from me. And then I talked to the hitters group about it, you know, before the first game. And that's what happens in playoff baseball. The teams that extend themselves and get deep into it have great resolve, but you have to understand what's coming. And I just thought, if I don't talk about it, how are we going to handle it? And the guys handled it great. Credit to them. Our players are phenomenal. And it's really fun to be around them.
You've talked about creating new memories for the organization.
Finally, we did it, Larry!
Yeah. I mean, this is a game that, you know, when they talk about Edgar's double, they're going to talk about this.
It's
on the anniversary.
This is the anniversary.
27 years ago today.
Wow.
We had three doubles.
Wow, that is fantastic, and so happy for Mariners fans. How about the fans in the stands tonight? I never thought I would hear "Let's Go Mariners" here, because how many years have we listened to "Let's Go Blue Jays" at T-Mobile Park? When I heard that late in the game, I'm like, it doesn't get any better than this. We have to win this game. So credit to our fans, you know, in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know them anywhere at T-Mobile tonight, but I know there's a lot of bars, and I know they're getting after it like we are right now.
Frazier. Really stepped up today. What can you say about him in that?
He did, and I had a good feeling on Frazier. That's why we slid him up in the lineup. He had some history, you know, with Gausman and having success. I thought that at bats would be good, and he paid dividends. He was awesome tonight.
Yeah, he talked about it. You know, we've mentioned before, he's never played on a winning team. Yep. And he said it's just a different feeling every day coming to the park. I mean, how infectious is that for a guy like that? Because he is talented.
I think it's huge, and Frazier's not a man of many words. But the conversations I've had with him throughout the season, really starting spring training, but throughout the year, you know, he came into my office and we got back off the road trip. And, you know, we had the meeting about, hey, we need to, you know, let's go grab it. We got to get this thing accomplished. And he said, we need to start thinking bigger than that. This team's bigger than that. And I said, I hear you. I said, you're absolutely right. And he's added a lot. That's what you look for, the guys that appear for the first time, but they have some veteran leadership. He's provided a lot of it.
What are they doing in Coon Valley?
I don't know. I hope they're watching the game. I got some family here and around the country. It's good for baseball. It really is. And I know I'm biased, but it is good for baseball. For our team to come in here and do what we did is awesome. Because that's when we play our best. You have to stay loose. You know, I'm so happy Tom Murphy came back and joined us, because he's the one throwing the one-liners out in the dugout, and he didn't stop the last 2 days. You know, so it's got to come from different spots, and our guys are showing up. It's been awesome.
There was. That was the skipper, Scott Servais. And, man, you know, hearing him talk, too, he, this entire time in Toronto, has been delivering the message about you will get punched in the face. There will be wild swings in the postseason. I don't think we ever expected this kind of game, these kinds of swings in the postseason.
How about Adam Frazier? Where's this team without Adam Frazier in this game, of all things? Earlier today, we had Scott Servais in the interview room, and a question that I had was, what can the bottom of the lineup do for this team? Frazier was actually bumped up a little bit more mid because he matches up well. He's had success against Kevin Gausman, but still, we saw exactly what happens when the bottom of the lineup does some things. And what you saw was the entire lineup clicking after this team fell behind 8-1 going into the sixth inning. We still got more to get into. We're going to hear from Adam Frazier in just a bit. But what an epic win by this Mariners team. If you haven't figured it out already, I think we got something special on our hands. The twists, the turns, I think just, you know, so many people gave up on this game. It certainly wasn't looking good. But, man, you did start to feel a little bit of a momentum swing in this, didn't you? And of all things, George Kirby looming large in the bullpen, coming in to close this out, pick up his first career save. Who had that heading into the playoffs, let alone the season? So much in this just absolutely fantastic 10-9 win of the Mariners over the Blue Jays here in Toronto. Things are finally starting to quiet down on the field. A lot of the fans stayed. Players went back out and were out in the field up until just a couple minutes ago. I cannot see them from where I'm at. I'll take a peek in a minute and see what's going on there. But I do want to let you know, with that Mariners win, fans can receive a free bagel with the purchase of a sandwich on the menu at all four Blazing Bagels locations. Visit blazingbagels.com to find a location near you. As I mentioned, the scene was what you would expect it was in that small clubhouse. I think that's why they all came outside. And also to see their families. Their families are they're all on this trip. They were all invited along. They all left Seattle with us. Everybody enjoying it right now, and now they get a day off. Tomorrow, don't have to worry about playing a game and flying. Can wake up, just kind of enjoy the morning, get on the plane, head to Houston, have a good dinner, have a workout day on Monday. And then you kind of, you know, have the opportunity to reset things. Because they were able to get through this one and win this in two, they can line that pitching right back up. How do you feel about Logan Gilbert in game one? Pretty exciting stuff right there. Castillo coming back, game two on full rest. Everything just working out perfectly for this Mariners team in their first postseason in two decades. Hey, you're listening to the Alaska Airlines Mariners postgame show. Ready for your next trip? Well, the most caring airline has got your back. Save $25 on your next flight when you join Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan. It's that easy, so pack your bags and learn more at alaskaair.com/mariners. So we were talking about what Adam Frazier did, and you know what? I want to say he's done a lot. I mean, he's had nice at-bats. He got hits yesterday. He's played, I think, the best defense that we have seen from him this year. We did have the opportunity to catch up with Adam Frazier, who ended up with a game-winning hit when he doubled down the right field line. Cal Raleigh scored in the ninth inning, giving the Mariners the 10-9 win. We caught up with him in the chaotic clubhouse. Here's that conversation.
Right. Yeah, no, I know in Seattle the playoffs is a big thing, but we've been thinking big all year. So we got the team that is capable of doing it. We just got to stay hot, take it one game at a time, and see what happens.
All right.
Adam, you get into this game, and I mean, it's such a tough one. You know what's going on early. How do you guys stay together? How do you get back from 8-1 down?
Well, it didn't look good there for a minute, but one at bat at a time. Julio says keep going all year. He's been saying keep going, and that's what we do.
You have had a terrific series in the field and at the plate. What have you been focusing on in this situation?
Just competing. You know, you play your whole life, want to be in a playoff. So, stuff you picture yourself in the backyard when you're a kid, and just go up there and compete. So that's what I did. You know, felt good and calm. So, I'm just glad I found a couple holes.
What's it like to come over here? This is what coming to this organization was about.
This is what it was all about. And I'm so happy Jerry and Justin brought me over here. This group of guys is special, and we've had a blast all season long. So we don't want to be done yet.
How was the feeling to get a hit that
will
be remembered forever?
I felt good. Hopefully we can create some more moments like this. So that's not the best thing.
Adam, down 8-1, did you believe? Did you guys still believe? It was 8-1. I'm looking pretty rough.
I was looking limb. We've been fighting. You know, we still have 4 or 5 innings left, so you never know what could happen. I mentioned Kansas City got us a couple weeks ago, so anything's possible in this game. So, Toronto's a great team. We knew we had our work cut out for us. And the ball, we had a couple to fall our way, like JP's ball right there in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, it's baseball. We just can't play.